Though the master's expressions remained outwardly unreadable, their silence told Omas all he needed to know. "My friends, we cannot go on like this. Too much depends on us."
"We all agree on that, Chief Omas," Corin said. "But we've discussed this, and we can't allow you to assume direct control of the Jedi Order."
Omas nodded. "Of course. I'm not a Jedi."
"Actually, only Master Durin feels that has anything to do with it," Lobi said. "The problem lies in what you are, the Chief of State."
Omas frowned.
"I don't understand."
"We can't allow the Jedi to become a tool of office," Hamner explained. "We are guardians as well as servants, and we cannot make ourselves beholden to the same authority we are pledged to watch." "And as the Chief of State, your concerns are too narrow," Kip added. "You're only worried about the Galactic Alliance. The Jedi serve the whole galaxy."
"The Force,"
Corin corrected. "Right," Kip said. "The point is, we have more to worry about. What's good for the Galactic Alliance isn't always what serves the Force."
"I see."
Omas grew thoughtful. After a moment, he looked Kip directly in the eye.
"This may surprise you, but I agree."
For once, the Masters appeared stunned.
"You do?"
Kip asked.
"Who am I to question the wisdom of the Jedi?"
Omas replied.
"But that doesn't mean my concerns can be dismissed. The Jedi are floundering, which means the Galactic Alliance is floundering. And that is something I cannot allow. We must do something."
"We are doing something," Kip said. "Han and Master Skywalker are looking for the Dark Nest, and then we're going to destroy it."
"Like you did last time?"
Omas asked immediately. "I'm sure you'll understand my complete lack of confidence in that plan. Dark Nest Membrosia has ruined the economy of the entire Roche asteroid field, and, as you know better than I, Dark Nest assassins have apparently attacked the Queen of an Alliance member state." The Masters fell into silent contemplation. Omas allowed them to ponder his words for a few moments, then decided the time had come to drop his bomb.
"And there is something you may not realize.
After the Jedi intervention at Kuribu, the Chiss seem to believe that it is your responsibility to persuade the colony to withdraw from their frontier. They've given you 10 days to stop further migration into the buffer zone, and 100 days to persuade the Kilix to withdraw the colonists who are already there.